no matter if it's in the classroom, on the practice field, or during a game, there's one thing Mike Zimmer is always striving to do: teach the game of football.
Chest down, chest down, chest down. Attaboy. Lower, Zave, get your chest down.
Just let him hang, relax, relax. Good, better, 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 relax.
Football is a passion for the Vikings head coach. It's not only his job, but the motivating factor each day in his life.
The part that gets me excited is when I get out here and I watch a tape on these guys. I go out and watch practice. I watch how hard they work, and it motivates me to try to be the first that's ever happened in this organization.
The Vikings already have 7 wins in the 2015 season and continue to be one of the young and rising teams in the NFL. Led by their head coach, they hang their hat on a hard-working and determined mentality. And come Sundays, no one is more prepared and energized than the head coach.
Hey, let's go today, huh? It's you, baby. It's you. Let's go, 5. Let's go. Let's have a good one, huh? All right, Robert, let's go, babe. Sir. All right, 52, how we go? Let's settle down and go play now, huh? Let's settle down and go play, all right? Let's go to work. Come on, babe. Run over him. Run over him. Run over him. Let's go to work, huh? Let's go to work.
It took him 20 years of coaching in the NFL and 15 years in the collegiate ranks to get his well-deserved head coaching opportunity. After getting his chance, he continues to make the most of it. Never one to settle and be happy with any success, Zimmer keeps his never-ending work ethic going 365 days a year.
I was never a silver spoon guy, and I just think that the harder you work, number one, it seems to come. You know, I had worked 20 years or something in the NFL to become a head coach, and I'd see guys that, you know, who I thought I was better coaches than get head coaching jobs. So I've not known anything other than to work, and that was always my way to... when I saw something like that, it was, well, I just got to work, you know, I got to keep working, keep doing this and doing that. So, and I want our football team to have that mentality. Honestly, it's a little bit about a mindset and it's a little bit about a mentality.
As the Vikings have hit the back half of the season, they have confidence knowing their head coach will have them as prepared as possible to play on game days. His constant drive and determination to keep getting wins has made a big impression on his players.
He shoot it to you straight. You know, how it is. You know, he's a guy that I know I can depend on. He's a guy that I know that's going to do what's best for our team. And with that, you gain so much respect. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a rookie, if that guy has earned a position where he looks the best, he going to put him out there and play. And with that, you see guys see that. Guys, respect that.
I've never had a coach challenge me as much as Coach Zimmer has, and that be, you know, physically and mentally. And I think it's been great for this organization to have his voice come in here, and it's also a voice of reason and understanding when things, you know, are going wrong. He's got the, you know, the personality that everybody thinks he's so, you know, stubborn and hard-headed, but, you know, the reality is he's just a good football coach.
Teaching is what gives him the most passion and enthusiasm each day he steps into Winter Park. He walks the practice field looking for opportunities to teach the game. He uses game days for on-the-job learning and film sessions to work on improvement. Mike Zimmer is the ultimate teacher, and that approach continues to have the Minnesota Vikings heading in the right direction.
I honestly love this job, and the reason why I say that is because of the people I work with and the players that I'm working with. I like how everything is set up. I think we're building in the right direction. We're trying to build a great team. Guys that want to fight for each other, guys that want to compete with one another, guys that want to go out and work, and when the game gets on the line, being able to handle those situations when everything is chaotic around us.